Tony, can I just ask, when you look at the FA Cup this season, is it a good distraction for the players to take their mind off, you know, the league, give them something else to focus on?
I think the reality of it is it's just another football match, really. I think I always try and preach to my team that the next game is the important one, you know, and forget the opposition, forget the name that we play and play the team that's out there on the pitch against you. So, you know, and that'll be the same message, you know, whether that was Man United or whether it's Hastings we were going to play. And I think the personality of our squad is that's what they do generally. We'll go out and play the 11 guys against us, and rather than think, oh, it's okay, it's a cup match, and you know, we do try and win every game. And yet, you know, I suppose a positive for this year is that we either seem to lose or win. I think out of how many games, counting the cup games, you know, 31 games, I think we've drawn two, you know, so we're either winning or losing, and you know, thankfully the percentage is fallen on the winning more than the losing. So now, if we can keep winning matches second half of the season, we hopefully create an excitement about the club and the potential where we can go.
I guess it doesn't matter what competition it's in, it's always good for players to be winning games in a winning team.
Of course. Yeah, and I think it breeds confidence, it breeds belief. You know, when you've switched things around a little bit like we've done with the squad this year, mainly through injury rather than choice and tinkering, it's good that we've continued to win in all competitions, you know, the League Cup being the main one. I'm talking about there, we won, what did we win, 5-4 away games in the League Cup, which builds confidence that you can win games away from home, and you can take that into your league programme. So let's win against Hastings at the weekend, and it just feels like a win, regardless of who it's against, and the team believe that they're back on winning ways again.
And obviously it's that time of year, you know, the transfer windows open. I know you won't be able to sort of talk specifics, but are you looking to do some business over the next month?
I'm not sitting here desperately trying to put deals together. No, I think it's come at an unusual time and where we are, because there's me telling you, you know, 13 what you'd call first team players unavailable, yet hopefully within 2 or 3 weeks they'll all be available. And and so I don't think it's the right time to add, unless we want to add a specific player in a specific area, really, because generally the squad of players we've got has done exceptionally well for us this year and took us to where we are. Unless there's a player out there who can make the difference and really push us on, then I don't think we're in the market. Sometimes those players fall in your lap, sometimes they're not generally muted out there, but... So to answer your question, I'm not on the phone every minute trying to crowbar somebody out of a club, you know. It's because I think our squad is proven, it's got the quality and depth to deal with it. We're just really stretched at the moment, but that should resolve itself in the week or two.
Just final one from me. When you look at the sort of first half of the season and the rest of the season to come, what's your message to the squad? Is it just more of the same, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think keep going, believe in the depth of the squad, believe that, you know, when we do pick up a few knocks, we've coped very, very well, and other players have come in and done the job, and so I think they all feel a part of our squad. I'm not sitting there with five players tripping over their bottom lips every day that they can't get anywhere near it. It's, they've all played a part, you know, no greater than the last week or two where they've all been required. And it's good for me because it shows the players coming in can generally get the job done and can win matches, and so that if certain players are playing every minute of every game, and we are in those periods where you have midweek games back to back, and you can give people a rest, and hopefully the team keeps functioning. So reasonably happy with the squad at the moment, and yet as I say, unless somebody that I feel can really make the difference comes along, I don't think we'll be adding to it.